Tonight God has a plan. And He will bring to pass His good counsel in the name of Jesus Christ. While you are yet standing, I want to invite you to turn your Bible to the book of Luke chapter 1. It's a great night from heaven. God is set. The Holy Ghost is set. Luke chapter 1. And I'll take a reading from verse 30. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. That's a good place to say amen. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. I like the answer of the angel. He said, What? He said, The Holy Ghost. Somebody said, The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest, it shall overshadow thee. It was a time for the unlocking of the greatest prophecy ever mentioned in the house of Israel. And God was going to bypass the normal proceedings of things in order for him to bring his counsel to pass. So Mary, a mere mortal, sought understanding and asked angel Gabriel, How shall these things be? Because somebody is here tonight and you have been under the yoke of the devil. And when we sing the song of liberty, you ask, How shall these things be? I bring you the same answers that were brought to Mary in the time of old. The Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. He shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. That's how it's going to be tonight. Tonight is the night of the Holy Ghost. And all the way from Annapolis, Brazil, we have been able to secure the presence of God's choice servant, evangelist, Peter Ikechukwu. The spirit of Elijah is upon him. And tonight, he will be bringing the counsel of God. Can you put your hands together as we welcome to the stage a man with fire in his bones and pepper in his chromosomes?
Can you lift your hands and worship Jesus tonight, wherever you are? Can you lift those beautiful hands and worship Him? As I reaffirm that prophetic utterance from the servant of God, that every era of darkness over your life, over your destiny, over the land, comes to an end. Just worship Him. I'd like you to do everything. Let all your actions, your reactions reflect in what God is doing. I'd like you to know it's a prophetic night. So your amen, your reactions, everything you'll be responding to tonight should show that you understand what God is about to deliver. I'd like to thank God for this opportunity. Thank my covenant brother and every one of you that is present here tonight. I'd like you to open your Bibles as you stand. As you're standing, please, a very short verse. A very short verse. Revelation chapter 12. As you are standing, I'd like you to pick your Bibles, if you have one, open to the book of Revelation chapter 12. We take verse 11. And they by the words of their testimony. I take it again. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Father, tonight, speak to us. Do what no man can do. Cause that the heavens be opened tonight and pour down your glory without measure. In the most efficacious name of Jesus. You may please be seated. I'd like you to know that tonight is a night that God has designed to bring about a perpetual change, a perpetual shift in your life. So I'd like you to follow what God is about to unleash very meticulously, very, very closely and attentively. You must not be caught distracted tonight. You know, what happened before we came in was necessary. When we came in and we saw that the whole place was dark, it was a pointer, it was a confirmation to the fact that an era is about to close, so that God can usher in a new season. So I'd like you to know that an era just ended. You didn't hear me. An era just ended. And a new season has just emerged. That amen is very weak. A new season just emerged. Can that your amen be better? A new season just emerged. If you understand the efficacy of amen, you would have done better. A new season just emerged. If you understand the efficacy of your amen, it would have been better. A new season just emerged. It can be better. A new season just emerged. I say a new season just emerged. A season closed and a new season has emerged. A new season has emerged over Benway, over the Benway Valley, over Nigeria, over your family, over your life, over your situation, over your business, over your marriage, over your relationship. A new season over your ministry. And if you are the one I'm talking about, your amen would have been the loudest. You didn't hear me? If you are the one, if you represent this prophecy, if you represent this prophecy, your amen would have been the loudest. A new season just emerged. I'm excited in my spirit. I am excited in my spirit. You know, the Lord told me very clearly, because I had to tell him to sanctify my ears to hear, at least for the cause of this epoch-making prophetic event in the land of Benue. And the Lord spoke to my hearing. He said, son, the third edition of the Festival of Glory is, I'd like you to note this down, I like for record purposes, that the third edition of the Festival of Glory is bringing about a close of a cycle. And anytime God closes a cycle, He announces it by a sign. No wonder the apostle read yesterday how that a star appeared and the wise men from the east located that star. That was occasioned upon the fact that in John a season ended, a cycle closed, and for a new season to emerge via Jesus, for grace and truth came through him, God had to show a sign for that new season to be operational. And God said to me, a new season over the Benue Valley is going to emerge, and I will show a sign. I don't know how, but God is going to show a sign. I said, God is going to show a sign. God is going to show a sign. For a season has just closed, and an era is about to emerge. It is very clear. From where I read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it's a very popular scripture. But the Holy Spirit brought a perspective to me that I would like to share very briefly before we begin to pray. And I hope you know that the testimony captured in this verse does not represent the kind of testimony you share when you tell us that you had headache a few days ago and, you know, by the touch of God's power you were healed. I hope you know that's not the kind of testimony that was captured in this verse. The testimony that was captured in this verse is not a healing testimony, the kind that you come and share in the church, you know. It is bigger than that. For Satan to be dislodged, for Satan to be evacuated in any environment, any space, there are two things that are required. There are two factors that are required. And these two factors are captured where we just read. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There was a testimony they represented. There was a testimony they had. And if we follow it sequentially, you will discover that the blood was mentioned first. And the reason was because the testimony became what it was. The testimony sustained the kind of capacity it had because of the blood. So the testimony was what it became. Was potent, was powerful, sustained the kind of capacity because of the blood that preceded. And if the blood is taken out of the equation, the kind and the capacity that testimony sustained wouldn't have been so. And by that testimony, the devil was sent packing from the heavenlies. And in the next verse, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth. For the devil is come unto you, knowing that his time is short. Now, I'd like you to understand that this testimony or this scripture was captured in eternity past. When this testimony was given, Christ had not consummated the salvific sacrifice. But yet it functioned. Yet it was efficacious. Yet it was powerful. Yet it was potent enough to evacuate, to send the devil packing from heaven. Now let me make it clearer. When this revelation was given, Jesus had not died in the flesh, even though prophecy had captured it. Jesus had not consummated the sacrifice on Calvary. Yet, that testimony was potent enough. It's just like a man promising you that he's going to give you $50,000 to purchase a land. The money had not been handed over to you, but based on the efficacy of the word that was released, the promise that was made, you went ahead to secure the property. So even before Jesus died, Satan started losing. Even before he consummated the sacrifice on the cross, Satan started losing. And that is why I know that he will lose tonight. Whatever represents Satan in your life, whatever represents his property, whatever represents his trademark, whatever is crested on you that is a property of the devil, they shall lose their grip over your life tonight in the name of Jesus. I can hear that resounding amen. They shall lose their grip in the name of Jesus. Satan started losing long ago. So when that testimony was presented, he was evacuated from heaven. He was dislodged from heaven. He was removed from heaven. And I can hear the Spirit of God saying very clearly in my spirit that there's going to be a release of a testimony tonight. And by that testimony, you will walk out gallantly from every obscurity, from every hold of darkness. You shall gallantly walk out. Whatever represents shame, infirmity, disease shall be mesmerized tonight in the name of Jesus. Let me hear a fireful amen. For you to understand this scripture, you need to still visit chapter 5. In chapter 5, a throne was presented. And on that throne, the Bible tells us that he that sat upon the throne, in his hand was placed a book sealed with seven seals. And an angel publicly made an announcement. An angel threw a challenge. Who is he that is worthy? Who is he that is capable? Who is he that is able to take the book out of the one seated on the throne? Who is he that has the capacity to unseal that scroll? And the Bible tells us that no man in heaven, nor on the earth, nor beneath the earth, was found worthy to take that scroll or to even look upon it. No man. And consequent upon that, the Bible tells us that John began to cry. John began to weep. He wept because no man could lose the scroll. No man could take the book. And as he was weeping, an angel tapped him by the shoulder and said to him, "The Lion of the tribe of Judah." Follow what I'm about to say very carefully. Number one, the root of David and the offspring of David. The root of David and the offspring of David has prevailed to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. And you know, when he had that, he was excited and he turned, expecting to see a lion. Because the introduction was that the Lion of the tribe of Judah had prevailed. So it was quite natural that he turned around to see a lion. But to his greatest surprise, he saw a lamb as though it had been crucified. A lion was presented. A lion was announced. But he saw the lamb. And the Bible tells us that on the head of that lamb were seven eyes that represented the seven spirits of the Lord across the face of the earth. Now something took my attention to those that we are not found worthy to open the book. And the Spirit of God began to elucidate. The Spirit of God began to break down. Every one of them that tried came with a testimony. But their testimony did not sustain the capacity to take that book. Every one of them presented a testimonial. Every one of them came with a testimony. But there was none found that had the credibility. There was no testimony that was found credible enough that had the degree of power, the degree of dynamis that sustains the virtue and the glory it takes to take that book. So after every presentation, as they presented their testimonial, they were all denied access to that book until the Lamb came. Now, two things you find there. He came as a lamb, but the Bible says, as though it had been slain. If a lamb is slain, one of the things that evidentiates that fact is that blood flows. That's why in verse 11 of chapter 12, they overcame first of all by the blood and by the word of their testimony. That lamb was a testimony by himself. But what made the testimony potent enough was the crucifixion, was the sacrifice, the blood. So when that lamb approached that throne, and I hope you know that that is the highest throne that exists. When that lamb approached that throne with a testimonial, the Bible says the scroll was taken. There is no throne you present this testimony that can negate it. There is no place, there is no situation, there is no circumstances, there is no infirmity, there is no disease, there is no pain, there is no situation under the earth, beneath the earth, even in the heavens, that resists, that has the capacity, that sustains the capacity to resist that testimonial. And when he came with that testimony, the book was released. The scroll was released. I come tonight with that testimony. That testimony is that Jesus was crucified on the cross. So when the devil rises up against you, remind him of his past loss. He lost on Calvary. Remind him of his future in the bottomless pit. He failed. He didn't just fail when Jesus consummated the sacrifice. He failed when the promise was enacted. When the promise was made, the angel Michael, based on the promise, based on the prophetic word that came out of the mouth of God, even though it had not been consummated, that devil was dethroned. Listen to me. Jesus said concerning John, he has a testimony, but I have a weightier testimony. If the angel only used by the projection of that testimony, just the projection, Satan was dethroned. We have the finished version of that testimony. We have the finished version. Somebody's not understanding me. I have the finished version. The angels in Revelation chapter 12, in the Apocalypse, had a projection of it. God said, just like a man that received the promise of $50,000, he has gone ahead to make claim on the land. How much more when the money is in your hand? Now the money is in our hand. The testimony is in our hand. It has been consummated. We operate with a finished testimony. We have the greater testimony. We have the weightier testimony. And that testimony is that Jesus came in the flesh. He was crucified. On the second day, he went to hell and opened and set captivity captive. He came and gave gift to men. On the third day, he resurrected and submitted his fight to the Father. That testimony is a finished testimony. We are no longer operating by the projection of that testimony. We are operating by the finished version of the testimony. And that is why no hell can resist you. When you come with a finished version, what version of that testimony is in your possession? What version of that testimony is in your possession? By the projection of that testimony, just the projection of it, because the Bible captures that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the earth. Even though it had not been consummated, Satan had to obey. Satan had to bow. Now I bring you good news. No wonder in Romans chapter 8, verse chapter 7, Paul will say, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor things to come, nor things present, nor depth, nor height, nor things to come, nor the future, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. No other creature, no power. And that is why I'm persuaded here tonight that HIV is too small. HIV, cancer, disease, whatever the name may be called, I have not come here as Angel Michael with the projection of that testimony. I have come here as an evangelist, anointed and ordained by heaven, to present to the land of the Benue Valley the finished version of that testimony. I have the finished version. I have the finished version. When you present that testimony, no throne can resist it. That is why I know whatever throne that is sitting over your life shall arise. Whatever power that sits over your destiny shall be dislodged. Whatever disease that sits over your life shall be removed. Somebody start hearing me. I come to life with a vision, finished version of that testimony. How many of you here understand that there is a testimony? That testimony is that in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, by the mouth of God, he prophesied to the serpent. He said, because you have done this, I will put enmity between your seed and the seed of the woman. He shall bruise your head. That is our testimony. 2,000 years ago, the head of serpent was... head of the serpent was bruised. He was defeated. And that testimony is in your possession. That testimony is at your disposal. You can use it tonight. Somebody's not hearing me. I feel like exploding. I feel like exploding tonight. Because tonight you are coming out of that dungeon. Tonight you are rising. Tonight you are rising. Whatever the devil has kept you, you will rise. You will rise. You will rise. Somebody jump up. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. If the imperfect apostle, Revelation chapter 12, reports of an event that took place before salvation. Oh, somebody help her. Somebody help her. Something is happening here tonight. Something is about to burst forth tonight. Something is about to burst forth. God is raising an army. God is raising an army. He's about to breathe over them. Somebody lift up your hand wherever you are. Say, I've got that testimony. I can hear you. I've got that testimony. Why can you shout it? I've got that testimony. And you know what? The devil hates. What the devil dislikes, what he hates most, is for you to share that testimony. Something is about to happen. Can I hear somebody lift up your right hand wherever you are? Say, I've got the finished version of that testimony. Now, can I make it a little bit more clearer? Can I make it a little bit more clearer? Can you come, young man? Come with your chair. Come with your chair. Come with me. Sit here. Where's your big Bible? Carry it along. Now, watch. Now, without any fear of error, I can tell you that throne presented in Revelation chapter 5 was and is the greatest throne ever. And everybody that came and made attempt to lay claim to to this book had a testimony. Somebody tell me, somebody say with me, repeat after me, they had a testimony. I can hear you say they had a testimony. Can you say it louder? They had a testimony. So when they came, they presented their testimonial. But their testimony did not sustain the dunamis. Their testimony did not sustain the capacity to make demand for this commodity. So they came, they presented, and it was nullified at presentation. In fact, it was like a bill that failed before arrival. Until the lamb came. I hope you know, it was a lion that was presented. But when he turned, he saw the lamb. Do you know why? What it takes for the lionic attribute of God to manifest is that you must understand the technology of his being, his nature, his characteristics as a lamb. Until you understand that civilization, you have no right to manifest the lionic aspect of God. No man can be a lion and roar if you don't understand that civilization of Christ as a lamb. That is where power hides. So one is anointing and the other one is actually authority. The lion is the anointing, but the lamb is the authority. And listen to me, a man that has anointing without authority is like Boko Haram bomb. It's like a suicide bomber. So one represented the authority. By that authority, the anointing can effectively be maximized, can be used. That's why in chapter 12, verse 11, it was captured. They overcame, not by the lion, by the blood of the lamb, not by the power of the lion. So what got the victory, sir, ladies and gentlemen, was the blood of the lamb, not the power of the lion. So you can roar like a lion, but if you don't understand the civilization of Christ as a lamb, you are nothing. You are outside the scope and the jurisdiction of the purposes of heaven. Is somebody hearing me? Many want to roar. Many want to shout like lion, but they have failed in this civilization. So the lion has prevailed, but what was the secret of that prevalence? What was the secret of that victory? He turned and he saw the lamb. And in chapter, I think in chapter 7, when you go down, you discover that it was that same lamb that made war against the beast and prevailed against the beast. Now look at how he was introduced. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. I hope you know that that word, the root of David, by that grammar, it is explicit enough for us to come with the meaning that part, that phrase, does not refer to the earthly or the biological lineage of Jesus. Because he didn't say the root from David. He said the root of David. Not from. So it meant that that root was the root David stood upon. And the head of Goliath had no choice but to be ruled off. It meant, something is happening. Akatosha. It meant that that root was the root that David stood upon, that he never lost any battle. It meant that that root was a root David stood upon, and he was taught, his fingers were taught how to war. It meant that that root was the root David stood upon, that he came and told the host of Israel that had been running for 40 years from a man, just one man, for 40 years. It was on that root he stood upon, and he looked at the host of the army of Israel and said to them, let no man's heart fail him because of this uncircumcised Philistine. In what is your ministry standing? It is easy to sing, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. May I ask you a question tonight? What root sustains your life? Now, he didn't end there. He said, the root of David and the offspring and his offspring. It meant, you know, God is a prophetic God. That David was both in the spirit, the father of David, and in the flesh, the son of David. Two introductions. The root, the father in the spirit, the Lord in the spirit, and the offspring, he came as the son of David. That's why that blind man, that the blind Bartimaeus had the revelation, and he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. So he was both the Lord of David and the son of David. And what makes him demonstrate his glory in any arena, what makes him unleash his power in any arena, is when we understand the technology of the testimony he possesses. They overcame. And I've told you that the testimony became what it was, or rather what is it is, it is in the present because of what the blood did. So all failed. Somebody say with me, all failed. No one could take the book until the one that had the appropriate testimony. Until the one that had the correct testimony. That's why I laugh at sickness tonight. Because one that understands that technology is here. We have a testimony that no throne can negate. Kai! Somebody shout! My. And he came as a lamb that was slain. Strong men don't make noise. Men of authority don't make noise. And when he came, he didn't need to speak grammar. He didn't need to do any presentation. Or he didn't need to, he, a man of authority does not make too much noise. A man that has a key simply walks to the door and opens it. You know, there is a realm you stay and you knock. And when you are in the realm of knocking, you are at the mercy of the one that is inside. They knock and the door shall be opened. It's a realm. But there's another realm where you have the key. The one that has the key does not need to knock. He opens it. He's not at the mercy of the one that is inside. So the man that had the key, he went. And as he went, he presented the testimony. And when that testimony was looked upon, it has the capacity, it has the requirement to take. And the Bible says he took whatever the devil has taken from Benway shall be taken back tonight. Ah, that amen is weak. Whatever the devil has taken from your health shall be retrieved tonight. If that amen can sound like thunder, something will happen. Whatever the devil has taken in your marriage shall be retrieved tonight. Whatever the devil has taken from your ministry shall be retrieved tonight. Shall be retrieved tonight. That destiny of Benway, that destiny of the Benway Valley shall be retrieved tonight. And the book was handed over to him. Because of his testimony. Somebody say with me, because of his testimony. So the easiest way to defeat the devil is to share the testimony of Jesus. Do you know what the testimony of Jesus is? It's not that once I was blind, now I can see. You know what the testimony of Jesus is? Not I had a headache, but when the man of God declared, the headache disappeared. Those are subsets. Those are minor. They are very consequential. Compared to the subject matter, the testimony of Jesus is that Satan was incapacitated on the cross.
He was mesmerized and knocked down. He was trodden upon. And shortly, the God of peace shall bruise the devil under your feet. He has been bruised. He has been trodden upon. And he is not as powerful as you think. Now let me shock you a little. Oh my God, I feel something is about to happen tonight. Let me shock you a little. Do you know that the devil is so powerful? He's so powerless. And also so powerful. In Isaiah chapter 14, as I begin to make attempt to draw the curtain. Oh Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou fallen? And from verse 18, the Bible began to describe the devil. Some of you, you know, some people will discover how weak the devil is, but it will have been too late. From verse 18, the Bible began to describe the devil. So, it was you that wreaked havoc on nations. So it was you that made men despise men, put men in prison, and you never cared to open their prison. So, those that saw who he really was, that is in eternity to come. But that's not a good place to discover who he is. The best place to discover how powerless the devil is to handle the testimony of Jesus. Oh, some people discovered how the devil, how powerful was. I'm on earth. Came and said, guy! So it was because of you I fornicated. So it was because of this man, this toothless man. Guy, the Bible tells us that, look at the adjective that was used. The phrase that was used was so powerful that even the kings of the earth have a place of rest. They even have their tomb where they are laid to rest. But look at how you are trodden upon. So in hell, listen to me. I hope you know that in the hell is not the final. Hell is not the final destination. The bottomless pit is. And in that place, Satan is an ordinary member. He's not the one that controls there. So people can even give him a dirty slap there. It is this same man that is making you to fornicate. Shame on you. It's the same man that is making people to commit suicide. Guy, when you have the testimony of Jesus in this life, you will know the devil is. You will know how weak the devil is. And that's why even the prophet of old, in the old covenant, had an understanding, a glimpse into this reality. And he said, if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. My God brought it over. Show me. The devil is powerless. The Spirit of God is posing a question before you tonight. What testimony do you bear? What testimony do you carry? If the testimony of Jesus, that is the void of consummation, could send the devil packing from heaven, how now that he has said it is finished, and we are carrying the finished version? Is any sickness going to remain here tonight? You didn't hear me. Is any sickness going to remain here tonight? Is Benway still going to continue in the hands and in the arms of hell? You are not responding. I want to hear your response loud, very loud and clear. If you possess the testimony of Jesus, is any infirmity going to remain in your system? Oh, God's apostle, I speak the truth in the Holy Ghost and I lie not. The Lord said to me that the scroll of the Benway Valley shall be read tonight. And I'm happy. You know why I'm happy? Because there's good. There are going to be witnesses. And I became glad in my spirit when I saw Baba. You know, this man represents something. He represents the connection of the past and the present. And you are here tonight. Something is about to break forth. He said to me clearly in my hearing, that the scroll of the Benue Valley shall be read tonight. You know what God told me? He said, today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, is marking the close of a cycle. And that he will show us a sign. I don't know why God speaks to me concerning Benue and Kogi. Kogi maybe because I served there many years ago. Benue maybe because I married from Benue. I can't tell. I don't know why. But he said that Kogi State, it is going to take 4 more years for that circle to click. But for Benue, he said to me very clearly in my hearing that today the circle will click and a new season will start. You don't understand? There are not less than 150 functionaries that will be equipped here tonight for foreign missions. Saw it. Functionaries that will arise. Who are these that come from the wilderness? Who are these that come from the wilderness like a furnace? Like a furnace that pumps. And like a dove, fly into their nests. The prophetic is strong. The prophetic is strong. You know, the Lord said to me, revival shall be exported from this land. The era of importing revival is over. We shall export. God shall raise functionaries. God shall raise functionaries. Is somebody having a witness in his spirit? Is somebody having a witness in her spirit? Can I see your hands up? Hey! Make that sound very melodious. Make it very melodious. For God is about to invade the Benue. You can speak in tongues. You can speak in tongues. I see five young persons. Five young persons coming under. They're healing anointing. Where are they? Select them, Lord. Select them. Wherever they are now. Ushers, help me. There are five of them. Something is about to happen. Something is about. Bring them here. The Lord told me, five healing anointing have released upon five functionaries. Wherever they are, get them here. Yes, Shalaya. Yes. Sakataya. Shebra. Here, get the five people. I need the five people here quickly. It's a healing fire. Bring them here. Quickly. Yes. Get them here. Five functionaries. There is an equipping. a testimony we carry. There is a testimony we possess. Your two hands lifted up wherever you are. Please, can I have some silence? All hands lifted up. 80, 2, 3. There are 80 people, 80 functionaries, 80 functionaries that are going to operate in a habitat that is beyond the borders of this nation, that will function from a ministerial habitat that is far, that is beyond the coast of this nation. Two hands lifted up, and their calling will be prophetic in nature. Their calling will be prophetic. A trumpet is going to sound now, because the Lord said to me, the scroll shall be read now. Benue is emerging. Benue is entering into her season. Can you help me search out those people from my left to my right? Now, the heaven over the Benue Valley is open. If I be a servant of God, let it commence now. Now, 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 now. Yes, yes, that's it. That's the power. 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 That is a power. That is a power. To my left, in the middle, to my right. Get them here. Get them here. Get them here. Functionaries are rising. Armies are rising. Armies are rising. Functionaries are rising. Cash. 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 Palepratusata. The scroll. The scroll. The scroll. The scroll. The scroll is red. Peshatalia, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. The master is here. The master is here. The master is here. The master is here. Look at ministries rising. Look at ministries being restructured, being restored, being restored, being restored. Aya, praise Ataya. You can give me the sound now. Can I have the sound? The sound. The master is over here. Hey! Oh, what a privilege. What a privilege. What a privilege that God is anchoring this church. That God is anchoring this new season through the festival of glory. What a season. What a privilege. What a privilege. What a privilege. What a privilege. Aha! Aha! Help them, bring them here. Help them, help them. And the Holy Ghost. There are still people that have been touched by God. That are still being separated. For the Holy Ghost has been set loose. For the Holy Ghost has been set loose. Listen to me. Verse 13. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For Satan is come upon you. For he knows that he has but a short time. Now, oh my God. 80 functionaries have been separated that will operate in a terrain beyond the coast of the Niger. Listen to me. Before I pray, before we do the prophetic prayer over the land. It's a war unto the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil is come down unto you. For he knows he has but a short time. So it means that if you are still operating within the corridors of the government of this world, there is a war that has been pronounced over your life. If you are still found within the corridors of the powers of the air, within the corridors of the government of this world, there is a war that is over your life, and Satan has a short time to finish his project over your life. So there is a need for a change. Wherever you are tonight, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, and you want a change of this government, you want to say no to Satan, you want to say yes to Jesus, you want to come out of the government of this earth, of this world. You want to sign out from the corridors of the domain of the prince of this earth. Wherever you are, start coming here to the front. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, fast. I'm going to count 1 to 10. If you don't get here before I count 10, the problem is yours. Begin to run. You cannot be walking and coming. Run. Escape for your life. Begin to run. I'm going to count 10. If I count 10, you don't need to come again. If I count number 10, you remain where you are. 1. 2. 3. 4. And by the Holy Spirit, I made an utterance to a young man, a prophetic utterance. God is saying you should come out from the midst of your friends. That was in a Christian Life Evangelical Ministry. Pastor George Juku was the pastor of that church at that time. And at the end of the service, the young man walked to me and said, "Pastor, I will do it, but not today. Give me some time." That was on a Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he was killed in the midst of his friends. He died, and his body was spread in the police headquarters towards Old GRA here in Makodi. There are some of you that are saying in your heart, "I'm going to take this decision, but let me commit the last sin. And by tomorrow when I come, I will surrender to Jesus." Can I announce to you that you are not the owner of tomorrow? There is an avenger of blood that is standing behind you. And this is not to make you fear. But God brought you here to save you. And if you are here tonight, you know that your soul is not saved. Wherever you are, stand up and come here now. Number 7, number 8, number 9. Run now. The door is still open. The door of grace is still open. Run. Jesus is here to embrace you just as you are, as dirty as you are, as hopeless as you are. Come now. The Lord is showing me about 50 more persons. About 50 more persons that are in danger of death. But the Lord brought you here to save you. Leave where you are now and rush. Leave right where you are now and rush to the front. I will pray for these ones now. All of you that are here, lay your hand on your heart and say with me, very boldly, very courageously and convincingly, say, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Forgive me my sins. I come to you. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I hand over my life to you, and you have become the Lord and the Savior of my life. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. I am now born again." Can you clap your hands? Can you celebrate them? Please, can you stand up and follow? Where are they to go now? Please, don't go back. Follow them quickly. Please, they are going to get some brief information.
I worship you today, Jesus.
There are two things I will do very quickly and then we close.
Jesus.
Two things and then we close.
I worship you today, Jesus. I bow before you, are Jesus.
I want to claim the indulgence of all the ministers. I want to claim the indulgence of all the ministers. You know you are a minister of the gospel, ordained. Please, can we do something prophetic tonight as a seal? as a confirmation and as an affirmation of that which God has said. I want all the ministers to please come to the altar here, please. All the ministers of the gospel. This is an instruction. This is an instruction from the Lord. All ordained ministers. All ordained ministers. Jesus, Omega Naya, I worship you today. Jesus, we are climbing up. All of the ministers, climb up. Climb up, climb up.
Oh, Jesus, Omega Naya,
climb up.
I worship you today. Jesus, Omega Naya, I bow before you. You are Jesus.
Up on your feet. God will show us a sign. Strange healings will take place now. Strange manifestations, creative miracles. God will open the eyes of the blind and will unstop the mouth of the deaf, of the dumb, and open the ears of the deaf. The cripple will walk. Let them. Okay, we can, because of space. The Lord said to me, very clearly in my hearing, He said, I have sanctified your ears to hear well. And when I hear this kind of a thing, I have no doubt. When it is from God, I know. Sir, with all due respect, the Lord told me very clearly that He is closing a circle today, on this second day. And He gave me Ezekiel 21:27. I will overturn. That was for the first festival of glory. And overturn the second festival of glory. And overturn it again, it ends the second. Until it is no more. And a new season will come and I will give it to Him. God has privileged you to be the pioneer of this move. It may look small. It may look inconsequential. It may look like this is not a stadium. But a major move. And that is the purpose of this crusade. If this is achieved, that is a credit to heaven. Now listen, wherever you are, we are going to make a pronouncement over the Benue Valley. And that's why the ministers are here. In 5 minutes, no distraction please. We are in a serious business with heaven. No distraction. No distraction. If you are in the spirit, you can see, you can sense the ambience. A move is about to happen and a shift is about to take place. Now, every minister of God will lay their right hand on the altar. If you are not close to the altar, you can lay it on the ground. And we are asking for that new season because a circle just closed. And God said, if we can speak unanimously as ministers. Joel chapter 2, he said, let the ministers cry between the pulpit and the pew and say, oh Lord, spare thy people, and the Lord will become jealous for Benue and a new season will emerge. Can we go and ask God and tell Him that we receive in 5 minutes, every minister of the gospel, that we receive that which is better? He said on this second day, a circle closed and a season opened. and the season opens. Can you lay your hand on the altar, on the ground, wherever you are, and make demand for that new season? He said, we must make demand. He said to me, the minister must make demand for that season. Anna was a widow. She made demand for that season. She made demand until the Savior was born. The Lord told me, call the ministers. Let them lay their hands on the altar and let them make demand. Make demand, make demand, make demand. Oh, yeah, ministers! Make demand! Make demand like Anna. Anna was in the temple. She made demand. And the eyes saw the Messiah. Ministers, make demand for that season. 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 In Jesus' name. Can you lower the keyboard a little? Anytime a new season is about to be better, God positions strategic people to make demand for it. When the cycle of the law ended, God strategically positioned a woman by the name Anna, and she made demand that her eyes may see the salvation, that her eyes may see the Messiah. Oh, that my eyes may see the new Benway. That my eyes may see the new Nigeria. That my eyes may see this global revival that is about to be better. Ministers, cry! Lord, we make demand. We make demand for this season. For this season. We make demand. We make demand. We make demand. We make demand. For this season. For this season. We make demand. Thank you for using the festival of glory. For using the festival of glory. This second day of the festival of glory. To bed this new season. 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 It's the new season for Benway. The prophecies that has gone ahead of Benway is finding expression today. The prophecies over the Benway Valley is finding expression today. 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 In Jesus' name, Baba, you will make this prayer. The Lord said, the prophecies that has gone ahead of the Benway Valley is finding expression today. Before I come up to pray for the sick and miracles to begin to take place in the lives of people, I'd like you to, by the authority that God has conferred upon you, make a declaration, a sealing declaration over this season.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God on the highest. Glory be to God on the highest. Peace and a good will towards men. Hallelujah. 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 Open heaven, Lord. Open heaven, Lord. Open heaven, Lord. Open heaven, Lord. More of your glory. More of your glory. More of your glory. More of your glory. That kingdom come. thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Benue, thy will be done in Nigeria, thy will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. The fire of revival, 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 the fire of revival is coming down. He's 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 coming down. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The whole Nigeria I cover with the blood of Jesus. Let the anointing of the end of revival, you say, overflow and swallow all the evil religions in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. I decree fire. I decree fire from heaven. This will never, nobody will quench it. Nobody will stop it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, more chariots of fire and horses of fire down for this revival all over Nigeria. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
You have now, yes, we can go back. Now, listen. Things are, God is still here. How many of you need a miracle here tonight? You know, all we need to do tonight is to present the testimony of Jesus. How that HIV had been defeated 2,000 years ago. Baba, thank you for your presence in this place. It's a sign. Your presence here is a sign. It's a sign. Now, let me tell you something. The Baba that just prayed now, we are people that met face to face with Pa Elton. And they understand they are the custodians of the You are not getting it. You would have clapped for Jesus louder than that. You would have clapped better than that. They are the custodians of the prophecy of the land. And God brought him here for a sign, for his eyes to see this day. The Benue Valley shall be a place where revival shall be exported to the nooks and crannies of the globe. In the name of Jesus, let your amen sound louder. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. It's time for the miracle prayer. It doesn't matter. The Lord just told me that tuberculosis is drying now. He just told me that somebody came with a condition, tuberculosis. You have been coughing, a dried cough. The Lord just healed you of that cough. And as I'm speaking, there is a sensation you are feeling in your chest. The Lord just healed that individual of that strange cough. Father, tonight, I come with a superior testimony. I come to present to the devil that 2,000 years ago he was defeated. I come to present to HIV/AIDS. I come to present to migraine, partial stroke, the spirit of deafness and dumbness, astigmatism, myopia, liver disease, kidney disease, infirmities that have name and the ones that have no name. I come with a superior testimony tonight, and I command all kinds of diseases, all kinds of conditions, bow now in the name of Jesus. Tuberculosis, disappear. Heart problem, disappear. Arthritis, disappear. Asthma, go. High blood pressure, normalize now in the name of Jesus. That paralyzed hand, I command restoration. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored. Be restored. In the name of Jesus. Pelvic ulcer, I command you, bow. 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 In the name of Jesus. That migraine, by the testimony of Jesus, you have been defeated. Go in the name of Jesus. That paralyzed limb, that paralyzed leg, I command strength to the feeble feet. I command strength to the weak knee. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise. In the name of Jesus, rise. Such as I have, I give unto you. I command the blind eyes to open now, in the name of Jesus. That heat, that condition that makes you feel as if there's a traveling worm in your body from your head to your toe, today that condition ceases. That condition ceases to operate in the name of Jesus. Let me hear the loudest amen. In the name of Jesus. At the echo of your amen, every infirmity will crumble. At the echo of your amen, every disease will disappear. In the name of Jesus. You can do better than that. At the echo of your amen, HIV will run. AIDS will pack their disease. AIDS will pack their baggage and luggage and leave. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That situation that the medical doctors have given up on, Jesus is touching you now. Jesus is touching you now. Jesus is touching you now. I said, Jesus is touching you now. I said, Jesus is touching you now. Hi-ya-ya. A legion of healing functionaries, angels that are in the department of health, have just been deployed. There is somebody at that end, by my left. Something hooked your neck. Your neck is a kind of stiff. Healing just came to you now. Healing just came to that woman now. The Lord showed me a woman with a stiff neck. A stiff neck. That neck is heavy. Healing just came to that woman now. She is by my left hand side. Healing just came to that woman now. Thank you, Jesus. The angels are moving about, moving about, moving about. Healing from person to person. From head to head. From person to person, from head to head. You begin to check that situation, you won't find it again. Begin to check that situation. If there is somebody that is crippled around you, just help that person. If there is somebody around you with clutches, just check. Check around you. Check around you. Something is already happening. God is opening my eyes to see healing. Healing taking place. Now, if there is somebody, you came with a deaf person, you came with a blind person, you came with somebody that cannot talk, begin to, you know, check them now. Check them. They'll begin to speak. They'll begin to hear. Begin to check them now. It's a moment of healing because the heaven is open. It's a moment of healing. It's a moment of healing. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, by the testimony of Jesus, I decree that no infirmity will escape. I decree that no disease will escape. Let every disease bow. Let every infirmity bow. In the name of Jesus, let every yoke be broken. In the name of Jesus, let the people of Benue shout a resounding amen. Very quickly, in the next 2 minutes, if you came here with a disease, with any kind of discomfort, I want you to come here. Rush here. Quickly. Rush here, quickly. Quickly, we are closing. Quickly. Says, please, if you are coming, come now. We are closing now. Obey instruction now. Nobody with infirmity will return the same way they came. Don't listen, just check your body. You won't feel you have been healed, you have just been healed. Check it. Just check your body. Because healing is being... Have you been healed? Somebody come. I want a pastor or somebody to help me here because something is happening here. Some strange miracles are happening here already. Please come. Let us take... Because of time, we'll take about 10 testimonies quickly. Just 10 and then we close. The rest will share their own tomorrow. Just check. Check yourself. You have been healed. There's an administration. Who else have received something? You have been healed now, here. Okay, come. Get her testimony. What is she? No micro, no other microphone. Come quickly. Come and share. Oh my God. Let's maximize the time. We just take maybe about 5 because of time. What happened to you? Jesus is saying, no one shall live here. Nobody. Now mark this word. Nobody will live here with the same infirmity you came in here with. It is not possible. I speak as an oracle of God. It is impossible for you to step. Now, there is, when this grace comes upon me, God acts very fast. Nobody here will live here. Nope, it is impossible. You can't live here with that infirmity. What is the situation? No microphone? Okay, use mine.
Sir, she's been struggling with ulcer pains for more than a month now. But while you made the decree, the pain left and she's completely healed. He also had pain in the tummy for 2 years now. But while you made the decree, he felt a rolling
for 2 years
and it's healed now.
Yes, take her testimony.
She had
Jesus is still healing.
Boils on her lips.
Boils on her lips.
And according to the word of the Lord, while you made the decree, everything vanished and the injuries are gone.
Are you sure? That's creative miracle.
The injuries are gone.
It left. Oh my God. That's the Jesus. There is no... Listen to me. I want to, for emphasis sake, we have just 5 minutes. I want to re-emphasize. Nobody here, listen to me. I repeat. Nobody here will live with any infirmity, any ailment. This is according to the decree of the watcher. No infirmity. Now, just check yourself again. There is an excruciating pain in your chest that just left. Who is that person? You came here with an excruciating pain in your chest. It just left. Who is that person? Come quickly, because the Lord showed me. You came with a pain. Can you take his testimony?
Just as you gave the word of knowledge, sir.
Yes.
He's had pain in the chest for over 7 years.
The
pain is gone.
The pain went. Hallelujah. The pain left. That's the testimony of Jesus. Now let's do something practical. What did you come with? What's your problem? Hypothetical. Well, except you go for medical test, right? Go tomorrow. You are coming back. Come back here and share your testimony. What Thank you, Jesus. What is the situation? Yeah? The Lord is still working on her. Okay. Well, we are going to close. Just lay your hand on your chest as I just pray for you, because we are time constrained. Time constrained. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the feeble become strong now. Perfect everything you have started. That deaf ear, I command it to open now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That pain in your throat, I command it to disappear now. In the name of Jesus. For those of you that are representing somebody, you are with somebody's picture, I command right now that the healing virtue of God travel and locate that person in whatever region or space that he or she is located at this particular time. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. That's the healing power of God going on there. You are healed. God is removing something from her system. You are healed. You are healed. Partial stroke, go in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. That's the healing power of God. That's the healing power of God. Yes, that's it. Healing. The healing power of God is hidden. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. I said, nobody here. Oh my God. Yes, 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 yes. Where is that person? Something is moving in your body. The Lord just healed you now. The Lord just healed you of that infirmity. Now, you are healed. Thank you, Jesus.